T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Post Gazette did a poll. 84% of the voters in this poll do not believe Bill Belichick when he says he was unaware of a third party taping the Bengals' signals, apparently, the other day. Do you guys think he was aware of it?
Yes.
Ron?
Belichick?
Yeah.
No.
I say yes.
I say they might.
It's hard for me to believe. Like, somebody tweeted this out
the
other day.
He knows everything, though. I know.
They tweeted out. Bill Belichick knows every detail, every nuance of the Patriots organization, except when it comes to cheating.
If somebody passes gas, he knows it. That's right.
Yes.
You know,
I get that.
It could have been as remote as sitting, you know, on his yacht in May with his staff and just saying, new coaches in Cincinnati, we're going to have to get something on them. Bingo.
You know, he's got people Ernie Adams, for instance. I mean, I don't know. Does he get involved in that at this level again?
He knows everything.
Yeah, and whether he knows or not, he's got to be responsible because he's the guy.
A punishment has to come down here because the Patriots have admitted they violated the rules. They've now admitted that, and given their
history.
There will be
some sort of punishment.
I don't know that you can measure intent, but there was a report out there that the guy who got caught said, hey, how about we just forget it? But why would he have cared about that?
Yeah. Maybe the punishment is they've got to take AB back.
That might not be a punishment if you get him for one playoff game. You know, or two before he detonates. So what will the league do here, Eric? What should the league do? What will the league do? I think the league will fine the Patriots. I think they should fine them and take away a low round draft pick because they're the Patriots and because of their history.
Define low round. What do you mean? You mean
a fourth round pick.
Oh, no, you got to make them. You got to punish them more than that.
All right. Just for this.
Are you saying
even
one?
Even if you don't find intent, which you probably won't. It's hard to find that.
So is this like Spygate? Would you do a number one and 500 grand fine for?
The fine is.
That's nothing.
That's absolutely
guys,
nothing.
Right. I know.
Robert, that's walking around money for Robert Kraft in
Florida.
But
I think that's what the league will do, though.
he spent maybe more than that in Florida, but that's
lying
all right.
Around money.
I'd say a one or a two. I think that kind of
that
gets,
would be a hell of a story if they lose a first round pick.
A repeat offender. You know, doesn't Goodell take that into account when he suspends players?
Yes.
If they're a repeat offender?
So that's what you would do. Knowing what we know now, you'd take away a first round or second round pick?
Absolutely.
Wow. Ron, you? Thank you, Eric.
I'd have to know a little more and I'd have to see the tape, but my inclination is no. I would not be that severe. But, I certainly respect Eric's opinion because they have the priors. They're right. He's right about that.
They radically underdid the punishment for Spygate, and they radically overdid it for Deflategate, which didn't even exist as far as I'm concerned. That was a joke, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's this time they give them a little bit of a break and just fine them. It doesn't seem to be that harmful. Although, if I'm sitting there with an 8-minute tape of them filming the Bengals' signals, I'm asking a lot of questions about this, Ron. I am, if I'm the league. I'm looking into it.
Sure. Again, if this is Atlanta doing this or the L.A. Rams or something, maybe not so much, but it's the Patriots, and they have a history.
What if it was another team? I'm just trying to think about that right now. I think they would probably get away with the excuse that the Patriots gave, but you're still left with a tape of the opponent. Why, if you're doing this show on an advanced scout, Do you have a camera trained on the other team's coaches?
For 10 minutes or whatever it is.
Yes. I'm starting to go with Eric here, Ron. Would you suspend Belichick?
No, I wouldn't.
Me neither, but I'd be willing to list. Like, I don't think that's crazy or off the wall,
no,
do you?
No. Not crazy off the wall, but you asked me if I would say no. But I wouldn't also dock him a first-round pick either.
412-928-9370. It's just, I can literally feel deja vu, which is a great, it's a great f- phrase.
It's
Ron,
a quagmire they're in, and that's where
I've
they
been
seem
here before.
Live.
We've talked this exact same thing before with the exact same calls.
Yes, we have.
What would you do to the Patriots here? Is it and part of me feels like it's ridiculous that we're even mentioning this. That some guy went in there with a camera, and who knows if he knew what he was taping. But it's the Patriots. It's the Patriots. People see ghosts with the Patriots, Ron. And stuff really does happen. It really did happen that in Mike Tomlin's headsets, it was the Patriots broadcast team.
And
was that not, just an accident?
And they're not the only ones this has happened to.
Right.
I mean, it's other teams have complained about crap happening in New England.
412-928-9370. We've got all kinds of things going on here, Ron. We also have the owners' meetings happening in the NFL. And I proposed this question. What change would you make to the league? One change that you would make in the NFL. Could be anything. Could be something fun, creative, whatever you want. I would fire Al Riveron. That's where I would start, honestly, because this is only going to get worse. Do you think the playoffs are going to go off here without him being a prominent person in determining somebody's fate?
No, I don't. I don't.
Probably
I,
for the wrong.
I have no faith in him, but obviously the league does. Because they could replace him at any time.
How you have they not?
You could replace him tomorrow. What difference will it make? You have people looking at the replays, the same thing. I mean, it's not like you got to train somebody to take his position. I still have said this many times. I don't believe he operates in a vacuum. I don't think he sits in the room by himself and makes these decisions. I think he has people there
with him. The buck stops with him,
right? The buck stops with him. But, I mean, they could replace him last week, the week before. What are they waiting for? I don't know that they're going to replace
know.
Him. They may think he's tremendous.
Well, if they do, they've completely lost
it. Well, would that surprise you?
No. No, it wouldn't. What would be your change, Ron? Would you change the interference?
Oh, absolutely.
Just get rid of it?
I'd get rid of
it. Get rid of the ability to
challenge?
I'd
go right back to where it was before last year. The heck with Sean Payton in New Orleans. Even he now is saying, hey, this isn't what we signed up for when we talked about this.
What about plays like that? Here's what I've been surprised by. Like I said, you're never going to see a play like that again, and you won't see that exact same play in those exact same circumstances, maybe. But now that my eye is trained to watch for it, there are a lot of egregious interference calls that are not called on the field. Do you not want teams to have any recourse for that to be rectified?
Yeah, you do. You want I always thought the purpose of replay was to get blatant calls correct. And if it takes you 20 minutes to see if it's correct or not, then go with the call on the field. Don't take it that long. If there's something that can be corrected automatically, then I'm in favor of it. But we've seen a bunch of stuff where there is absolute interference and they look at it on tape and they don't call it anyway.
I know.
So what's the point?
That's
Riveron. What is the point?
I don't know. The point that Tomlin said it out loud when we made that rule and he's on the competition committee, it was absolutely to rectify, I think he said, egregious, blatant. But then we always get into the problem. Your idea of blatant might not be my idea of blatant. That's the problem. If I'm going to change that rule, here's what I would say. Everything on the field is subject to review. But you only get a couple challenges and a third if you get them right. Otherwise, you got to live with it. That's what I would say.
I'm okay with that.
And I also like Sean Payton. Well, I don't like Sean Payton. But I like his idea of having, and like you say, there are obviously multiple people watching these.
It's not just him in a vacuum.
Who they are. I would want to have a former referee. Well, I guess he is a former referee, but in the Big East. I would have a committee of about five looking at these plays and coming up with a joint ruling. That's what I would have.
But did they not do that anyway? And then Riveron,
not that they tell us,
And then Riveron he announces it and puts his stamp on it. I have to believe there is a committee.
There have been some calls this year where I feel like it could be my mom and three other people, honestly.
Right.
And you could say.
And your mom's pretty sharp.
And you could, but she's never watched a football game beginning to end. You could say, did player A hit player B blatantly before the ball arrived? And they would all say yes and make a better ruling than Al Riveron made. That's a fact.
I don't know how he survives, but apparently somebody thinks he's doing a good job.
Patriots cheating, the change you'd make in the NFL, what to make of this interference crap, 412 928 928-9370, Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.